It's about to go good for us, mate. We're going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. And whilst we might not be able to go around the country at the moment, it's a good time to have some new stuff out. And the Polish Club, they are doing it with whack. They are cooking throughout 2021 with the brand new album, Now We're Cooking. Joined by the Polish Club tonight. How are you guys? What is going on?
Oh, you know, just out and about, kissing strangers, touching hands, touching faces, all the good stuff.
Yeah. John's disappeared. He's JH has gone somewhere else. But
He's got terrible,
his bandwidth.
He's broken up with us.
Oh, my God.
No, you're fine, John.
Invisible. New album. What brought this one on? Was it always coming out in the year?
We kind of have settled into every 2 years do an album thing. We want to make as much music as possible and be prolific. When we are signed to a major label, there's like processes that make the most sense when you're doing it every 2 years. So as much as we try to do it as quickly as possible, you know, good things take time.
How whack has this year been for you guys?
Yeah, we actually kind of got lucky for most of it. Kind of kept hitting all these like gaps in the lockdown. We played a few gigs and we were able to record and write this album. At the end of this year, we kind of got stuffed over by the latest lockdown where we had to reschedule a tour. But, you know, it hasn't been as bad as it could have been.
You know, we've had to kind of pivot and make all our stupid content outside of the music from home. So that's kept us busy. It was just lucky we were able to physically get into a studio and before that, write all the music. Because without that, we would have well and truly been boned.
And you guys are obviously not together at the moment. When was the last time you got to be in the same room? Was it in the studio?
No, that's always in my heart. So I feel like we've never been apart, you know.
There you go. And John's always in my phone because he won't stop texting me. I think the last time physically together, which sounds a lot sexier than it really usually is, it was for like another one of our DIY photo shoots with our friend Derek. We just take as many stupid photos in front of garbage cans as possible. I think that was the last time we were together. Yeah. We usually end up using all the 200 other quote-unquote joke photos for, you know, sexy gifts and whatnot.
Yeah, because we're such a zany band that anything fits, really.
John, not took offense, but noted that someone called us a very zany band the other day. I'll say we were confounded by it. So he's really taking it and running with it now.
People are like, that's a backhanded compliment. And I was like, I don't think it's a compliment at all. It's just backhanded.
As long as it's not like Billy Zane, you like go down with the Titanic.
I'd rather be Billy Zane than Zany. He's hot as hell.
Yeah. Especially now he's sporting the no hair look. He's like embraced having gone bald.
Oh, yeah.
Has he ever had hair?
Have you seen Titanic?
Was that his hair though?
I assume so. See, we're getting into the real nitty gritty of a music interview here. I think that was real hair. And if not, I mean, you know, he wore it well. It doesn't matter.
It's a wig, I reckon.
I'll get on the blower to, James Cameron after this and let you guys know. We'll do a part two.
But we're enjoying the new part of this year with new music and Polish Club with Now We're Cooking. Is it exactly what Polish Club has been doing in the past? Is it a new chapter? Are we throwing everything out the window and just completely going, I don't know, a word to it, describe it, zany?
Yeah. I mean, you could probably call it zany. Well, it's describe it in one sentence, John.
We started as like a two-piece nuts and bolts, like garage DIY rock band. And then our second album, we kind of like started recording a bit more hi-fi. I think we've just kind of like taken it to the highest hi-fi level that we could possibly. I think with this one, we use a pretty good pop level producer. It's kind of the same stuff, but like shinier.
When you boil it down to where the songs come from, they always start with John and I in a room with a guitar and drums. So it never goes too far removed from that. While it doesn't necessarily need, strings or pianos or whatever, they can be added because the song is complete without them anyway. So yeah, we kind of went ham on all of that stuff this time around, I think.
Yeah.
That was a long sentence.
It was a really long sentence, but it works.
Well, I guess it's more of the same is what I...
Yeah, more of the same.
More of the same shit.
And what else can we see from Polish Club coming out this year?
We have an album tour, which was scheduled for next month or something, which has obviously been delayed to October, November, December. I can't predict the future. It's still getting worse here in New South Wales, at least. So we all have to be pragmatic. But we will do the album tour when we can.
Excellent. Well, we're going to play your brand new one. We're going to play Whack right now off the brand new album. Now We're Cooking Polish Club. You zany devils. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thank you so much for the crazy time.
All right, guys. Do you want to throw it to the song for me?
You're listening to Polish Club, and this song is called Whack.
You can do better than that, Novak.
Okay. You don't know what to say. You're listening to Oz Made, and up next is Polish Club with their fine tune, Whack.
No, you gotta be more hype. Be more hype.
Far out.
Hey.
Ba-ba! You're listening to Oz Made, and coming up, another fine hot rag tuner. Tuna rag. Far out. What is it? Tune rag.
Tune rag.
To Oz Made with Novak and JH from Polish Club. We're going to spin you a new tune from Now We're Cooking. It's called Whack, Oz Made.